The Dodgers and the Reds at Great American Ballpark. And prior to the game, Scooter Gennett honored for his 4-home-run game that still seems unbelievable. Could Jock Peterson match that feat on Friday? Well, you got to start somewhere.
Two windows down, drive 60 miles an hour.
High fly ball to right that sends Scheffler back, running out of room. Jock Peterson with a solo shot. First home run since the disabled list in. And a 1-0 lead for the Dodgers.
Chris Taylor at 3-0-1. Adelman deals. Line drive headed toward the left field corner. That is well hit. It is one hop off the wall. Turner will score easily. Right behind him is Bellinger. The throw to the plate, and he is out at the plate. And that will end the inning.
Wood comes back to strike him out. It's the third for Alex once through the order. Another payoff. Wood gets him for a big second out. That base running to just barely face more than the minimum. In fact, two more than the minimum. He strikes out Suarez to finish off 7 shutout innings. That's a fair ball. He's doing it all tonight. He's driven in Peterson. It's 3-0. It's only his second run batted into the season. The set in the 0-2. Jansen lines up getting 3 consecutive strikeouts. The final one on the slider. Alex Wood, 8 innings. And now 7-0 this season as the Dodgers take the series opener from the Reds.
The Dodgers take it 3-1, sending the Reds to a 7th consecutive loss. Alex Wood improves to 5-0 in his last 6 starts with a .97 ERA. Tim Edelman pitched well, but his unbeaten streak has snapped at 4 starts. Perhaps it sounds crazy, but Alex Wood right now might be the best LA Dodger pitcher, not that Kershaw guy. Wood with 8 innings of 1-run ball, walking nobody and striking out 5-0 for good measure. He also had an RBI single in the 8th. Here is Wood sharing his thoughts after a 3-1 victory over the Reds.
Yeah, me and Yazzie were on the same page all night. We had a good game plan. It's always tough when you face a team back-to-back starts. So we kind of had to mix a few things up. But we worked well, worked fast, and got some quality contact early, and were able to get some quick outs tonight.
What can you say also about the defense, the pickoff caught stealing, as well as that key double play?
Yeah, the double play was big. That inning could turn south real quick. So it was a big double play. I kind of lost my footing. So I'm glad that I didn't throw it into center field. And I'm just happy that we gave a team a chance to win, and look forward to the next 2 games this weekend.
You hit for yourself in the 8th inning. Now Austin Barnes was on deck. At what point did you know you were actually going to hit, and whether or not that was a ploy to have number 15 up there?
I knew I was gonna hit. I was hoping Yasi would knock a run in, so I didn't have to try to. But it all worked out.
But you knocked it in for yourself. I mean, to be able to kind of aid your own cause, I would imagine that feels pretty good.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, and it turned out to be a big run there. You know, Billy Hamilton gets on there at the end. Obviously, you don't get too worried with Kinley out there, but you never know. So it was nice to have that run for sure.
Are you ready not to see Mesoraco anymore?
I'm sorry?
Are you ready to not see Mesoraco anymore?
Yeah, that was the worst pitch I threw all night, back to back. The first one he almost hit as a homer, and then the next one he made sure he got it. And so they're a great lineup, man. They're a really, really great lineup. And so I'm glad we don't have to see him anymore this year.
I know you went 8 innings, but normally the starting pitcher goes in and hits the showers and gets ready. But you wanted to be out here for the 9th. Why?
I wanted to see Kinley close it out, you know. Anytime you go that deep in the game, it's nice to stay out here and watch your teammates go out and shut it down. And so I was happy to watch that, and I'm glad we got the win tonight.
The Dodgers send Hyun-Jin Ryu to the mound Saturday. He'll be opposed by Asher Wojciechowski.